Eduardo Fernandez and the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth, in the first and last movements of the Guitar Concerto by Sir Malcolm Arnold. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is Emily Fahn's solo guitar arrangement of the song titled Syracuse by Henri Salvador. Emily Fahn performing Syracuse by Henri Salvador. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is music by Danish composer Martin Lowes, his piece titled Vær. It's performed by the Eros Guitar Duo. The Eros Guitar Duo performing Ver by Martin Lowes. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Cellist Stepan Hauser is best known for his work with the phenomenally popular classical crossover duo called Two Cellos. We'll hear him in another duo with guitarist Petrik Siku and the Zagreb Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ivo Lipanovic. This is the Adagio from Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. The adagio from Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez in a version for cello and guitar with orchestra. That featured cellist Stepan Hauser, formerly of the group called Two Cellos, with guitarist Petrit Siku, and the Zagreb Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ivo Lipanovic. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with a guitar quartet version of the Queen song Bohemian Rhapsody by Freddie Mercury. It's performed by Corte Tomas.
Thank you.
Closing this week's edition of Classico Guitar Alive, we've just heard Spain's Corte Tomás performing their arrangement of the Queen song Bohemian Rhapsody by Freddie Mercury. That was recorded in Spain by the Omni Foundation at the Gran Teatro de Elche. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our music and medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.